Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister
by Prophetess Lisa Harris, woman of God, have your way.
Amen, amen. Good evening, good evening. We do the spirit of Christ. It's in our last Jesus Christ in Nazareth. And we do honor Pastor E. Amen. It's okay, Pastor E, sometimes we get excited. But I am so excited about what the Lord is going to speak tonight. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I came hungry tonight, and I'm just need a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. God has been good to us. He has kept us even up to this appointed time right now. So I don't know about you all, but I just come to Shabbat Him. I just come to praise Him and to magnify Him and to glorify Him in spite of whatever condition, whatever we're going through, even right now, know that the word of the Lord says that we are more than our conquerors through Christ Jesus. Let's go into prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence on tonight. Father God, we come to say, Lord, we thank you. We come before you, bound by hand and heart, my heart. Father God, I come tonight to say, Lord, help your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, he said in your word, it is by your power, it's not by your might, but you say it is by the Spirit of God. So, Father God, tonight, we ask you to speak to your people tonight. Open up their ears that they might be to hear a now word, Father. We ask you to remove everything that we have went through. Give us this appointed time right now. Father God, anoint our ear gates. Hallelujah. Anoint our eyes, our mouth, that we might speak unto your people on tonight. So, Father God, we give you praise and glory on them. We shall bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We just want to say, Father, we love you for loving on us, even that unconditional love. And Father God, I give you all praise and glory and honor in the mighty name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray, amen, amen, amen. Tonight, we come into 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. I know everybody should already have your swords, and you should have everything. The sword is the word of God on tonight, amen. Coming from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, I'm going to read 1 through 5. Then I'm going to skip down to verse 7 and 8. Then I'm going to close it out with verse 13. Amen, 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 amen. And if I had to just have for a service of power, we don't really have to have one, but some people just have to have one, I would say all the gifts and the power and the anointing. But if you do not walk in love, it doesn't mean anything. So what is First Corinthians saying on tonight about love? Amen, somebody. Let's go down to start First Corinthians 1 through 5. It says, though I speak with tongues of men of angels and have not charity, I am becoming a sound brass or tinkle cymbal. Tongues. Now, we can speak in tongues in our prayer life, but I believe if we speak in tongues while I'm preaching or whatever, someone, if I can't interpret what I'm saying, we should have an interpreter to say what we're saying. It's okay to use our tongue in warfare in our prayer life, but I believe in the book it says when you speak in tongues, if you can continue to speak for a while, you should be able to interpret what you're saying or ask someone to interpret what you're saying. Amen. Because sometimes everybody's not where we at. Amen. But it's saying tonight, though I speak with the tongues of men, of angels, of hell, not charity. So meaning, it doesn't matter how great prophetic I am. It doesn't matter how much I can prophesy and make the shingle leal shaking and prophesy and their ears can come open. The lame can walk. Come on now. Blind eyes can see. But when I think of prophesy, can I walk in a spirit of humility? Do I have charity? Law here, it ain't about Lisa, but it's all about God. Because God said he gets the glory out of everything we do. So we can't have a pop-up spirit on tonight. So it said tonight, all of that. But if you have that charity, what is charity? Kindness. Come on. Love. And charity is not judging others. We so quickly to judge somebody and say, and the Lord for another. So if we walking in love, walking in charity, we need to stop quick judging one another. We so quick to look at that book and say, oh, that ain't a good book. But how do you know? Until you open up the book, I hear the word of God say, judge nothing before time. But Christian folks, come on, the sanctified Holy Ghost feel folks, spot baptized, tongue talking, feet clapping, hands clapping, those are the ones that judge us quickly. But tonight, charity is their kindness. If they judge an other, if you're going to judge me, righteous judge me. If I do wrong, you're going to write that to pull me to the side. But you don't do it open. And now he's saying, if you go to me two or three times, and another third time, you can never rebuke me. But tonight, saints of God, my sister, my friends, my brothers, we got to stop judging others. We say we're walking in love. Come on. We say we have charity. We got a fruit of the Spirit. But do we really have charity like this word is saying on tonight? Are we really doing what the word is saying? Are we just saying something? Come on. And I'm learning about my tongues now in prayer. I speak in tongues, but I'm expecting for the Father to tell me what I'm saying. I don't want to be speaking in tongues, and I can't interpret my own tongues. Come on. Let's go down to verse 2. It says, though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery, all knowledge, and although I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not cherubim, I am this. Oh, my God. So of us, oh, I can speak to the mountain, command it to be moved. Okay, you're speaking in power and authority. But are you still remaining humble? Are you still walking into a humility spirit? Or is it all about you? Oh, my God. Now, what we do, we have to do it in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. What we do is for God to keep the glory, but for us, we want to get a pat on our back. Come on, somebody. When somebody say amen, somebody say did a good job, but this ain't what the word says. It says, though I have the gift of prophecy, understanding all mystery and all knowledge, and so I have all faith for that I could remove mountains. Come on. Now, he didn't say you could. Check it out. He said, I could remove mountains and have not cherubim. I am nothing. Oh, that's good that you had a mountain in your life and God gave you the knowledge, the revelation, the wisdom, how to speak to that mountain. Did you go around bragging and boasting? Oh, this is what I did. No. We can't do nothing without Jesus Christ. He said we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. We got to stop bragging and saying, oh, this is what I did. No. God gets the glory. He said, what are we doing secret? Then he said, he will open reward us. Come on, somebody. We need to do some secret things and let God open reward us. We got to tell people what we did. He said, let your right hand or your left hand is doing. Some things you're doing secret. Remember that thing. You got some dream killer, some vision killer. You got people pat on your back, say, I got your back. You don't really know that they got your back when you're fucking against the wall. Come on, somebody. Well, I need some money. I pay my dream killer bill, and I show it. But you say you got my back. I call you on the phone. Guess what? You don't answer the phone. Come on. I text you, inbox you, chat you, message you, email you. But you say you got my back. Do you really got my fight? Because if you got my fight, like you said, you got it. You walk in charity. That means kindness. Then the word of God say, love and kindness have I drowned thee. Love and kindness. You still got to have love. It's time for us, women, men of God. Let's get this charity. Let's get this love. That it's not about nothing that we do. He said mountains. That means it's more than mountains. Yeah, we can do all of that. But are we going to brag? Are we going to boast? Are we going to get the big head? We're going to get stuck on ourselves? Come on, somebody. We are nothing. He said we are just a grain of sand. That he made us. He created us. Everything that we do, we should say it to God be the glory. Don't get a hold of the fly spirit. He said he hates those kind of spirits. Amen. Let's go down to 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to the burning and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Give love. Now, come on. Now, when is the last time I bestow all my goods and I give it and I say it to the poor? When the last time we fed somebody? It don't have to be poor. When the last time we fed somebody, maybe in our family, or maybe our neighbors, maybe our job, in our community, maybe in our job. When is the last time we did that? It's time not preach the word, live the word, be a doer of the word, and let the word begin to absorb in us, and we begin to spread the word out. Come on. We should be fruits in us. Come on, come on. We should have fruits in us. People can see it in us. Come on. He said the glory belongs to us. So we should walk into the restaurant. If that is the chaos, we walk in love, and we can call things to get in order. And say, in the sight of Christ, you walk in love. The Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. Charity, love, charity. Come on. Let's go down to verse 4. It says, charity. Oh, my God. I ain't never seen so many Christians say, sanctify, Holy Ghost filled people that don't want to suffer for nothing. That you want to get the anointing, you want the oil on your life, but you ain't willing to suffer for not even one day. You ain't willing to suffer for nothing. But we want to all get all the blessings, all the benefits, all of this. But God says, you ain't willing to suffer. Then he told Peter, he said, Peter, I forgive you for a while. He said, I'm going to establish you. Come on, I'm going to perfect you. He didn't tell Peter how long Peter had to suffer. He said, oh, wow. So we need to learn how to suffer long. And it's kind, charity, envious. What do the word envious mean? Jealous. Why should he join the pastor E? Because he got a women's feet now. Men's manned up, and he be in Houston, Texas, be hearing this and that. We don't know what it has caused him to be able to sell those different kind of plays. We don't know how he paid the price for the oil, the anointing, and still paid the price. So, saints, my sister, my brother, tonight, let's not be in this one another. Let's not be jealous. We should be encouraging each other. He said, if I get blessed with a house or a car or my kingdom husband, my kingdom marriage, y'all should be rejoicing with me because yours is coming next. Learn how to rejoice with one another. Let's stop being envious. Stop being jealous. Let's stop talking behind one another's back and stop saying, oh, I just envied her. I just envied him. You don't know the prize. They paid for the ambassador box. You don't know the price of all on my life that I'm paying every day. Come on. I got to remain myself. Come on. When my flesh want to act up, when Lisa want to act up, I have to remember Lisa. Walking here, Lisa, walking along. Lisa, walking along with something. Come on. Does it feel good in my flesh? No. Do I want to say something? Yes. But the Holy Ghost says, don't say it, Lisa. Walk away. Turn the other cheek. Pray. Do this, do this. Do I want to do it? No. Lisa, don't. It says there's no good thing in our flesh. Come on. We only good through the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Verse 4, the charity suffer long and is kind. Kind. Kind words will turn away what? The wrath of God. Amen. And it say image. We don't say image. Let's go down. Charity is about. And the word about is not being puffed up. There you go again. It ain't about Lisa. It ain't about Pastor E. It ain't about the apostle. We're up on the line tonight. It ain't about none of us tonight. It is all about the kingdom of God on tonight. Amen. 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 Now let's jump down to verse 7. It says, burn all things. Believing all things, hope all things, enduring all things, bearing. Oh my God. Now we know good well. Let's be real. We know good well. We don't want to bear for real. 1 Corinthians 8:2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now we know good well, thanks to God. Let's be real. We don't want to bear. Bear me, I'm going to bear. I'm going to go through what I got to go through to get what I got to get through. And then it say all things, believing. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust God. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it seem like. I'm just going to believe God. God said it. That's all that matters. I don't care who don't believe me. I don't care who don't want to touch and agree with me in prayer. That's why it's not good to let anybody touch and agree with you in prayer. Some say you need to go to God for yourself because everybody's not touching and agreeing with you. And then if they do, You don't want to know what they pray behind your back. That's why the Bible says, know them that labor among us in the dark. You got to know who you got to call prayer warriors, my intercessor. You got to know who you need to pray with you. You got to be careful who praying with you, who's speaking in your ear, who's speaking in your spirit. You got to know people among us. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it says, hope all things, enduring. Now, we already know that we don't like to endure. Come on. We say, oh, I'm going to endure as a good soldier. I know the word, the race is not getting to the slip of the strong, but the one that's going to endure to the end. Come on. When is the last time you endured to the end? When is the last time you gave up some stuff? Come on. When is the last time you endured and God said, for 2 days, don't eat no meat? Come on. The Lord said, go on 12 days fast, but let us go liquor. That's enduring. I'm enduring because I heard in the word of God say, these kind come through what? Much fasting, much prayer. So guess what? If I need God to reveal to me, I need God to speak to me, I need to know what God is saying, then he said, Lisa, these kind are going to come through daughter much faster and much prayer. Amen. Verse 8, charity never fails. But where there is prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Oh. So charity never fails. No, love never going to fail, baby. Love will always carry us what we got to carry us at. And it say, in prophecy, they shall fail. So after a while, he said, the prophecy, or the prophecy, it's going to be done away with. What you going to do then? I really thought Jesus Christ of Nazareth to be my prophet, or be prophesied to me, because guess what? When he tell me, it's going to happen in the word of God. And when he's going to tell me, I might not like it. Come on. I might not want to hear it. But guess what? It's the truth. Sometimes God be prophesied to us out of their own knowledge. Come on. The word of God said prophets are prophesied to us out of their own intellect. But if you don't know if it's true or right, you need to get into the word of God. If it's a prophet say to us, it's going to lie the word of God. All they're doing is confirming what God has already said. Amen, amen, amen. This word is good, y'all. It's good. It's good for me. And we talk about iniquity. Iniquity, we know that it's nothing but sins. And we talk about iniquity. Sins does what? Separate us from God. Tonight, I was up alone, and the Spirit of God brought in my spirit, and he was talking about hidden sins. And the Spirit of the Lord said, Lisa, he said, my grace ain't going to always strive with men. That means women too. And he said, hidden sins is when they're doing something and think they hide it. But tell my people tonight, that God said, I sit high, I look low, I have eyes in all places, I see all, I hear all, but tell them, what if I don't give them grace? What if I don't give them no more mercy? After a while, it's going to be cut out. So we don't need to think we're doing stuff, and God ain't seen. I don't know about y'all, but I fear, and I reverence God. I don't even have a thought to want to go out and I want to put out there, let a man come over, I go out of town and meet him somewhere. But God is right there. He said, I'm seeing everything. So why do they think they're hiding iniquity? They're sin. Amen. Let's go on to verse 13. This is my last verse. And now abide faith. Now abide. You see that word T-H on there? That means it's continue. And now abide faith, hope, charity, but these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now he's saying all this is good. All this is good. All the three, abide, faith, hope. He said, all that's good. All that's good. You said you got faith? Oh, yeah, I got faith. I believe God. I trust God. But God said, but do you really have faith? Do you really trust me? But if you trust me, charity love going to keep them from kicking them, and he's going to say all that going to work together. So guess what? It doesn't matter about me abiding in faith and hope. But if I don't have love, what good does it mean to abide, to have faith? Come on, suffer, charity, envy, come on, all that stuff, puff up. How can you be puff up? And you got to remember what God has brought us from. Tonight, we're on this line because of what? The grace of God. In that we've done to live to see February 15, 2018, faith of God, the love of God. Come on. We've been good all our lives. We've been saved with the Holy Spirit. Come on. We don't get some stuff. We don't say some things. Come on now. We don't envy some people. Got to be real. We don't envy people. We don't judge people. We don't say things. We shouldn't say it to people. But God said, tonight, quickly, repent. Because the kingdom of God is at hand. So tonight, I pray this word has blessed you all. It blessed me so, and I just read it over and over and over again. So y'all, so now what I'm doing, I'm being very careful with my tongue. I'm being very careful when I speak in tongues. Some people speaking in tongues because they want to be here. Oh, my God, did you hear her tongue? Oh, my God, you saw how fast her tongue was. See, that means you want to be seen by man. The Bible says don't be a man pleaser, but be what a God pleaser. So right now, I'll open up the line for any comments, any prayer requests, any petition, anybody with special prayer. If it's so, you can dial 1 and hit the button 1. I know you got some comments. I know you got something to say at this word. Right now, the line is open right now. Feel free to come in and just share. Amen. We all are one.
Amen. Amen, my beautiful sister, Prophetess Lisa. I'm listening to you. That first Corinthians 13. And you know what? I love what you said. I love what you say, beautiful sister, that love, love, charity.
Yeah.
You know, when we love, sister, we do not judge. Because you know what? I thank the Lord for his word and for the love of God, you know, within me. Because I know I was going to the store the other day, and it was a man. And I was walking, and he was standing out by the curb. Hispanic man, little short man. And we talked for a bit, and, you know, I walked past and said, God bless him. And then he said, God bless you, too. And then, you know, we talked for a moment. He told me he used to play over at this church. And, you know, he used to play for the church there, and he had stopped a little while. And then he told me that, I said, it's going to be a beautiful day. He said, yeah, I just got some sleep over there by the wall. He had crawled off the wall. But you know what, Prophetess Lisa, I didn't have any cash on me, you know, right then. But I did have seeds in my bag to help him. And the thing is, though, we talked, and I could tell the love of Jesus in this man. We talked for about 5 or 10 minutes. And I tell you, Prophetess Lisa. And then on the way before I reached him, it was another lady, Hispanic lady. I had met her on my walk. That's why the Lord puts us in place. But she was staying at a sister living hall. And she was 82. And she was, you know, telling me she could walk, she could do everything. She was praising the Lord. And I spent time with her. But she shared with me that she had 14 children. 14 children, and none of them, they don't call her or come see her. Yes, you know, and that's why, yes, I prayed with her, and I had to go back around there. I told her I'll come back and give her the call for the ministry so she can call in and join in because she praised the Lord. But it is just having love and compassion. And I tell you, Miss Prophetess Lisa, you said a mouthful. You said the word of God there. You spoke the truth, you know, because that love is, he said, of everything, your faith and hope, love. Love is the most. That love is the essence. I tell you, if we love one another, It doesn't matter if we like you, but if we love one another as we are commanded, we wouldn't do all this hurt. It wouldn't be all this pain and killing, because our inner self, that inner person within us, the spirit within us, would tell us that's not God and that's not love. You broke it down, sister. I love this, because this First Corinthians, we got to read the whole 13. We got to read the whole chapter, because you broke each verse down. I tell you, sister, I love you, and I look forward to
love
you.
Yes,
I look. I look forward to you coming on Women Speak Now too. Amen. God is good all the time.
Yes,
He's good. He's good to us when we're not good to ourselves.
Yes. Mm. Oh my God. Talk about
Hallelujah.
That.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
he is. Just Amen.
Praise Him. You know. And then you know what I think about Prophetess Lisa. We have to share Him and share Him with everybody. And let them know that we are love. Even like the woman I met, you know, she did tell me how she loved Jesus. And I told her He loves you too.
Amen.
You know, as she told me in those 14. Amen, Pastor E. Those 14 children.
Well, you got another caller. Well, you had another caller. Wait a minute. You had a caller up here, but I think they fell off because I didn't get them on there fast enough. My bad. I apologize. I was trying to get in, but great word tonight. I'm encouraged. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraged definitely by a great word tonight. Great word.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
Anybody else want to get in the call? Come on, dial one. The lines are open. You ladies can continue to talk, and if somebody else dials one, I'll come in.
Amen.
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 Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm gonna back off.
Wait, hold on. Just stay there. You know, stand by. Minister Carolyn, good evening. Welcome to Women Speak Now.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor E and both the other ministers on the line, Minister Lisa. It was an awesome word. I'm just trying to get fed by whatever P2P Ministries has to offer me now. I've been going over old the morning wake ups and everything on YouTube, and it's like I'm at a point it might be thrown a little off, but I like need a little guidance right now. It seems like every time I'm fixing to go out on a mission or work to do the will of the Lord, that the enemy comes up. And what I'm going through now is I now see what people say about walking the walk that you talk. And in ministry, I've learned it. I see myself in other people now, because for so long I said I'm a minister and I would do this and I would do that. And then even if you slip and cuss, that still isn't of God. But just to have someone look at you and say, oh, she's faking, or that's not real. And I have a lady that I minister with, and we trudge together and we go inside prisons, but it seems like every time we're fixing to go, we get into it. And so it got to the point today where I said, you know, I'm not going to mock God like this anymore. I can't change you, but I could change me and pray for you. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go on a mission with a hardened heart. So it's like we're going to have to stop the disrespect. And we cannot keep allowing others to say, well, that's the attack of the enemy. Because we know what we're saying is hurtful. We know what we're doing is wrong. And it didn't happen with me this time. I was just an outsider looking in. And I saw it was ugly. It didn't look like of God. It did, but this is a minister and a recovering addict. And not saying that we don't have flaws, But for you to get so irate and mad when someone reminds you, like, let's just agree to disagree, but you're supposed to, okay, you seen that in me? Like, if I got mad every time Pastor E pointed out a wrong or said, well, Carolyn, you should do that, I probably would mad myself to death. But I look at it as a pull-up. God is putting that person in your life to show you what you're doing wrong, or to show you what you're doing right, or show you what you need to be done. Why get mad and curse them out of the same mouth you're praising them? So my thing is, I'm wondering if I should continue to go on this journey, or should I just stand down? But I don't want to let one person hinder what I know can happen when you get there. Now, we're dealing with inmates. And it's like, I'm prepared. I'm kind of stuck right now. So I'm going to take you guys a little off, but I need a little guidance right now.
Amen. I tell you, That's real. I'll give you some guidance. You can't do a good work, even though, like you said, you know what could happen. If you're connected and dealing with somebody and you're trying to do work together, but there's argument, and that spirit is not going to just go away. If you're not in the right spirit, then you're going to get attacked worse from them inmates, because they're going to see the real. Them inmates are isolated. Inmates, I was one, so let me tell you, we isolated. We are very spiritually in tune. Well, I was, and I know other men are too, because your senses are so keen, and you're not using and doing the things of the world. And I would say the guidance I give you is to say, don't do it until you can do it with a team that's on the same page, that can take corrective criticism. I like what you just said. if every time Pastor E had either suggested or told you something that you should do, you would be, what'd you say, mad out?
I would mad myself.
I like that one. That was cute. That was mad myself to death. That was cute. That was cute. I love that. But I'm gonna be honest with you. You can't expect something great to come out of something not of God. And when I say it's not of God, that person may have good intentions, and we know you have good intentions, but if your agreement is not on the same page, it will not glorify God, because that means a lot of you and a lot of that person is in the equation, and that won't work.
Right. Thank you.
It'll come up worse. Find something else. Wait for the next opportunity, or continue to build yourself and get self-sufficient in your ministry, that you don't need. And I'm not saying we don't need each other, but you don't need someone to be the yes or no why you can't go do ministry.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I need you. I'm gonna be honest with you. Everybody know the sound of my voice. I need you in my life. I need you in my ministry. I need to be in your ministry. I need to be in covenant. I need to be in prayer with you. But if I'm not in agreement with you, you better kick me out, because I will destroy what you're doing and what's going on in your life. The woman that God said earlier is like, hey, just because you see God moving in somebody else's life, don't get mad, get glad. Say, let me link into this, because I done found some good ground. I done found somewhere to plant some seed. Oh, I look for good ground, but I don't look for big buildings and cars and all those things. I look for the fruit of the Spirit and the people that are connected with that ground. Oh, I'm going to sow into that, because it's going to return harvest. You got to have agreement. We got to be on one accord. We must be a force to reckon with, and not individuals trying to say God did it. No, that's individual.
Right.
Amen? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Look,
Amen.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We got another caller. It looked like we didn't lit up the board tonight. Area code 323, last 4-4-7-6-0. You are live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
How you doing? Pastor E and Minister, what's her name, Linda?
Lisa.
Prophetess Lisa.
Prophetess Lisa. Yeah, the reason I'm calling, I really need prayer for my mom. I heard her talking about the lady in the nursing home. I think she said she was with the 14 kids. But anyway, what I need, my mom, she's taking another fall. So she had to be put in rehabilitation. So they're evaluating her to try to see. And I think a little dementia has started to set in. So I'm calling for prayer for her. And then prayer for strength for myself, you know, to just be able to go through this.
What's your mom's name?
Helen, H-E-L-E-N.
Yeah. Okay. And her last name? We need all of her identification. What's her last name?
Harris. H-A-R-R-I-S.
Helen Harris. I got it. Amen. Well, we're going to definitely.
And Carol Moore.
We're going to just push. Well, you live in Carol Morris. You live in the portion room. We pray for you daily. I don't know if you ever get a chance to watch the Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose, but I call your name out every prayer. And the Lord has even instructed us when you were out of town to just push you in to the portion room. And the portion room, if anybody doesn't know, is a place that we say, if there's anything, I have extra. Anything that God was about to give me, I put it in the portion room for free. Take it. It could have been a new idea for a multi-million-dollar idea. I give it. It could have been a healing for my back. I give it. Whatever it is that I have extra and coming down right now, I give it to the portion room right now, and I petition Helen Harris in the mighty name of Jesus that the Spirit of God just overtakes her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Her mind will not be attacked by any disease of Alzheimer's, of dementia, or any memory-taking factor. Lord, we bind that thing on earth that it may be bound in heaven, and we loose the Holy Spirit on earth that is already loosed in heaven for your will to be done and for freedom to be spoken right now into the lives of everyone we're praying for, everyone that needs you, everyone that is raising their hand and say, pray for me, pray with me. We pray together in faith that is not by power and might, but by the faith that we stand on, by the belief that we have in your Son, and by the commitment to follow him, that, Lord, you've done it. We receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prophetess,
and
I know you want to pray too.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. And then, like I say, tomorrow morning we'll definitely on Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. We pray. We open the portion room up, and it's over hundreds, and it's just people. A lot of people involved in that. So we believe and geographically know that you're gonna hear the report of the Lord before in the morning. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
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 Bless you. Oh, you ought to just do a turnaround, do a 360 right now, and watch God start making some of them aches and pains out your body start to leave. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Anybody else on this line saying,
yes,
oh, I need to, I dare you to do a 360 right now. Just throw your hands in the air and say, I got it. I guarantee you will see, feel the anointing on you right now. Woo, glory be to God. God bless you, Carol. Anybody else, dial one. We're praying for Minister Carolyn, her mind, her body, no more procedures, that the freedom of her limbs are loose right now, that she don't have any aches and pains, and that the Lord has given her the strength to climb out of the old ways of her habits and the things she's used to doing and the things that continue to start coming at her. And we bind them right now and set a force field around and about her in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone else, dial one. We'll pray for you if you need. If not, we want to give the floor back to Prophetess Lisa. What a word tonight. Chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You better read it. It is up. Read the whole chapter. You will get a revelation. Sharon Moses, you're live on Women Speak Now to Her with
Prophetess Lisa.
Good evening. Good evening, Prophet Lisa. Prophet Lisa. Oh, I was listening to your show. I missed some of it, but I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to it. But it's about, I was listening to your part about judging. And I have this friend who judges everybody, and I find myself doing the same thing because it's not that I'm judging nobody, but I find myself judging them because I'm constantly trying to tell them that, you know, really you shouldn't be judging people because, you know, you yourself will also be judged. So I'm trying to get out of that, of judging people, and I let them listen to one of Pastor E's services, and he said he didn't like it. So that because of the fact that he was convicted of some of the things that he was saying, and because I find myself calling him a lunatic all the time.
Oh Lord!
But, because you know, it's like he's telling me that what I'm learning is not really the truth, and because I believe in Jesus and Jesus don't exist, that's why I said he was a lunatic. But I know that's me judging, just like he's judging other people. I find myself judging also.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. He said Jesus is not real?
He said that he don't worship Jesus because he the Bible says
he couldn't be my friend. He could not be my friend. He couldn't even be my He couldn't even be my associate. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even be working in the same job with him. I couldn't even be connected in no shape, form, or fashion with someone that would look at me eye to eye and tell me Jesus ain't for real. He was a man just like you was. And yes, he did this. And yes, but I could not even be connected with that person. Anything they had to say would not have no validity. Anything that person would say, I couldn't. Any word they would speak to me would be death into my ears.
And that's what it is. And that's what it is with me, is because I'm, you know, it's like he want to say because I'm judgmental, and I'm always telling him about being judgmental because I'm not willing to have an open mind. I'm like, I don't need an open mind because I believe in Jesus, and just because I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to nobody who don't believe in Jesus because I believe in Jesus. And
yeah. But
so
that's the trick. See, that's the trick. The first step for man to start talking about an open mind, it ain't so much that Jesus ain't real, but will you have an open mind to compromise what you willing to do and what you willing not to do? That's a set of questions. Open mind means that you're willing to have a monogamous relationship and still go to church.
But they don't go to church.
No, I'm talking about you. See, they don't have an open mind. They got a fixed mind. But the people like you that they want you to have an open mind is that you're willing to accept sin and try to live on both sides of the fence.
Yeah, that's it. But I know the truth.
The only advice I can give you on that one, and you know, we tight. You already know. I know you ain't called me on this one because you know I'd have been all up in it. Anyway, since you brought it on the broadcast, just as advice, I'd have to shake that person. I don't care if they was family. I'd have to make some separation to say, okay, you were family, we're this, or we're associates with this, but I can no longer be contaminated because I'm telling you, you said it. Before you know it, you're saying the same thing that person's saying. And before you know it, and I know you saying, before you know it, you'll turn around and say, well, maybe Jesus ain't real. Because if you listen to something enough.
I would never say that.
Girl, if you listen to something enough, if you have enough doubt slipping in your mind sometime to say, that will take over. I'm telling you, it will take over. And I know you're strong, and I know you're strong in the Lord. But if you listen to something enough, you will start to adhere to those words. Let the words
That's
of my mouth and the
I
meditation of my heart be acceptable
words.
In my sight.
Thank
Thank you so much for dialing in and sharing that with us. You know, we're going to definitely keep you lifted up in prayer. And I know you're a warrior. We need – how many on this line – and you don't even have to say nothing on this line. Would like to visit Friday Night Live again. Let me know. I need a response from all of my covenant partners. We got a location that we believe that we can meet, and it's neutral for everybody, I believe. But we just gonna put it out there. If you would like to rejoin or get re-back connected at Friday Night Live, please let me know on a personal message so I can kind of get a feel what we should do. God bless you, Sharon.
My hands
up right now.
My hands is up right now for Friday Night Live.
Okay, all right. There's one. I got one. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I got a text, a message on Facebook. There's two. Uh-oh, three. I got three. All right, amen. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody else just dialed one. Miss Carol is down. That's four. Oh, wow. That's enough right there. He said, well, there's two or three guests. Well, there's two or three gathered. He is in the midst. We're going to look at March 1st as a kickoff day. Oh, there's five. I see Minister Terry. Oh, yeah, closer to you too, sister. Let me let her in here. Minister Terry, even closer to your location, too.
I'm over here just giggling. You know, I get, ooh, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. But you know what? I was listening to my beautiful sister, Sharon. But you know what? You got to guard the ear gates and eye gates who you'll be around. Because if they like you said, if they ain't praising Jesus, hey, you got to kick them no matter friend, foe, or family.
Uh-oh, that's seven, that's eight, that's nine.
Yes, they have
minute.
To go. Amen.
And we will be going Facebook Live. So if you're out of state, go ahead and dial one, too. I won't put you on the line, but dial one, I'll put you in the numbers. Or send me a message offline that Friday night you would like to join us for Friday Night Live. Oh, I'm excited already. I got nine. Ooh, and I'm just going to put 10 in there because I know one other person that would definitely love to be a part of that. So, amen. I see Minister Carolyn. She dialed one again. So whenever she's in the area, she can be down for that. Now, Friday Night Live, if anybody doesn't know, is a training session where we really get into some principles and teachings that God really moves and has his way. Amen. So God bless everybody. God bless everybody. Want to come back to Prophetess Lisa and close us out.
Amen. I just want to encourage the sister tonight. We're talking about this friend. And like Prophet E was saying, the word of God said, how can two agree? What's just, let's say, in agreement. And like you're saying, my sister, you have to be very careful because even though you can open up and your spirits will come in, and like Prophet E said, you will find yourself compromising and you will find yourself, your mind will be leaning off and start thinking that way that it might not be. Like I said again tonight, guard our ear gates. Who we let speak in our ear, speak in our spirit. This is the thing of time that we have to be extra, extra careful. I'm telling you, it's something coming up on the earth now. Remember the word of God said, if it's possible, the very elect will be deceived. Why? There's false prophets coming on the land saying God said and God did not say anything. That's how we need to know the word of God for ourselves. That's why I'm very careful where I go, who I be around, and because he told me to guard your anointing. Amen. We're going to close that with prayer. If no one else have anything, I thank God for Pastor E for giving us an opportunity to be able to come forward with this liberty, there's freedom. Amen. So let's go back with prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence on tonight. I thank you for the sister that took time out to dial in tonight. The word of God is the eyes sharpen the iron. We learn how to encourage each other. We learn how to support each other. Most in all the things, we learn how to pray for each other and we hold each other up in prayer. So we thank you tonight that we're walking in charity, we're walking in love, we're not going to image, we will not judge anybody else. If we have, we were taught tonight of stop judging people quickly. The Bible says we can judge, righteous judge, so we must not judge anybody anymore. Amen. Because he said the same measure that we met is met back to us. Amen. So we thank you again. And Father God, we'll be so very careful to give you praise and glory, honor. Everybody have a blessed night and know God has great things in store for us. 2018, it is our season of overflow and fulfillment. God bless you and I love you all from the bottom of my heart.
More love, more power, more of you in my life. Yeah. All of my heart, I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. Oh, everybody. More of you in my life.